Welcome now to the Midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and with polar weather in Wisconsin, what better time to listen to a piece called Polar Night? Well, it's one of the three works on a concert, a winter concert, featuring the Middleton Community Orchestra, and that's tonight at 7:30 at the Middleton Performing Arts Center. You can find out all about it at their website, which is middletoncommunityorchestra.org. Also on the program, Schumann Symphony No. 3, and then the centerpiece, a trumpet concerto by Alexander Pakhmatova, featuring trumpeter Jessica Jensen, who is with me today, and welcome to the Midday.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so what about this particular trumpet concerto, which I'm sure is not a household word?
The Pakhmatova trumpet concerto is not usually performed. Usually when people think of Russian trumpet concertos, they think of the famous one by Alexander Artunian. I'm so excited to be playing the Pakhmatova trumpet concerto today. For one, it's an excellent piece in its own right, but it's also written by a woman, and she's still alive today. And it's no secret that in the current classical music atmosphere, there aren't many works programmed by women or by living composers. So I'm super excited to play one that, you know, my students in the audience, particularly my female students, can look and see, hey, that could be me. When they see a female composer.
And also there are more female trumpeters these days, mm-hmm. You say?
Yes. I'd say in my studio of trumpet players, about half of them are women, which is really, really exciting.
What's going on in this concerto? What makes it so attractive?
So it was originally written in 1955, and it enjoyed a really enthusiastic premiere, but it sort of fell out of sort of into obscurity because it was frankly a little too long and the phrases were a little too hard to power through on trumpet. But then in 1978, the legendary trumpet player Timofey Dokshitser, who played with the Bolshoi Symphony Orchestra, sort of rediscovered it and worked with Pakhmatova to rework it a little bit. And since 1978, it's enjoyed quite a few more performances. But what's so special about it is it's very cinematic in nature. It sounds as though it could have just been grabbed from the screen of, like, a 1950s film. So you're going to hear a lot of, like, really dramatic cinematic swells. And also, Pakhmatova was known for sort of traveling the Russian countryside and talking to everyday workers and collecting their folk songs. So there's also quite a few themes in this piece that sound that it could just be sung by any person.
Well, there's a lot of, I'll say, Russian music in particular that is becoming known in this country after some years of neglect, and it sounds as if this is one of the leading components of that phenomenon.
Definitely.
Now, we don't have at hand your recording of that, but we do have you in action. And what's this ensemble that you're performing with?
So one of my favorite things to perform is chamber music. I absolutely love that. And one of my groups is Vento Brass Trio. It's a Chicago-based brass trio. And one of our missions in music is to commission new works and really do our best to try to keep classical music alive. The example we're going to play is a piece called To Add to the Space We Breathe. And it was written by Jerry Hui, who is the director of choral studies at UW-Stout. And it's based off of the poetry of Rilke.
Thank you.
The name of the piece, To Add to the Space We Breathe, by Jerry Hui, a composer who works at UW Stout, and the name of the ensemble there, Vento, and one of their members, their trumpeter, has been with me today, Jessica Jensen, who's performing tonight with the Middleton Community Orchestra, and the program will include Polar Night by Nebmakura, Schumann Symphony No. 3, and then in the center of the concert, the Trumpet Concerto by Pakhmutova, which features Jessica Jensen. And you can find out more about that concert tonight, 7:30, Middleton Performing Arts Center at MiddletonCommunityOrchestra.org. And what's your next performance after this, Jessica?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. We have a bunch of brass trio things coming up that I'm really excited for. So that's the next thing on the books.
Excitement is good. Well, thanks for stopping by today and filling us in a little bit about this concert tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.